Walt. She holds her own open mic starting back up again in October at the HCAM studio in Hopkinton. And she does a variety of performances. One of them will be here. She and I will be actually hosting an event on Saturday, October 2nd from 7 to 9:30 with Bethel Steele, Buffy Groves, Abby Peralt, and one more. Who's the other one? Quick. Oh, and Junko Ogawa is sitting right here. I'm sorry. Those four, Buffy, Junko, Bethel, and her Cheryl's daughter, Abby. Anyway, I will stop talking and bring up Cheryl Peralt with Steve Rapson.
I thought I was smaller than that. I'm sorry.
Think small.
I think so, yeah. Well, here we are.
Did you say like a little like rock and roll blues?
Yeah, noir.
Noir.
We're going to do something improvising together. And this is a new piece. I've never cared much for sleep. I come from a night nurse and a father who slept in front of the TV on all night. And I've written a series of these poems about not favoring sleep. And this is called Intentional Insomnia. And I'd just like to begin by a few words by Edna St. Vincent Millay, the poet. Watch this. My candle burns at both its ends. It will not last the night. But oh my foes and oh my friends, it gives a lovely light. I guess I am considered a curious anomaly by those who value the opportunity of pulling the soft, dark field of sheets high above their eyes each night. I just cannot succumb to such a burial, although its offer is often sweet and deep. I am not sure why I fight each onset of the call. I am the conscientious objector repelling. I will not sleep. I will not sleep. I will not sleep. So it goes, the endless cycle of opposition, as I choose to burn the candles at both ends, flipping through the channels while staring at the scroll of television, which is trying to sell me something at 2 a.m., as I think with the tiny fragments of what remains, maybe I really do need one of those compilations of 1980s love songs gone wrong, or the body purifying, detoxifying foot pads, or the veggie dicer, splicer, enticer. Did they really say demicer? Or was that just the banter of my sleep deprived dementia setting in, rattling at the cages, trying to get to me? Please, to please finally close down for the night while what is left of my intellect still defies. I will not sleep. I will not sleep. I will not sleep. So I go to my PC, a laptop, and sit down and pour myself a glass of unimpressive tasting wine. It does not matter as I try to catch up on my friends' salutations, family woes and lamentations, and other email calls to my own salvation. To do more, give more, spend more and more time in cyber wonderland. Well, I wonder if what I was typing when my eyes had closed momentarily, hands still on the keyboard, shoulders heaving, eyeballs crossing and weaving, and suddenly I was sending email, telling someone how very much they mean to me, and calling them the very same name that belonged to my pet Angora cat, Fluffy. And then when I feel I can't take another waking moment, moment, I finally resign myself to bedtime's overdue reveille, as I think I won't be missing all that much at this quiet hour, since the dark is actually dimming to pre-dawn. It is then I finally am ready to immerse myself with a soft, dark feel of sheets and begin to descend into the deep narcoleptic fall of sudden sleep. Until the alarm clock begins to screech and holler at me 2 hours later, rudely assuming that I'd be by then refreshed to face another day. My face only fresh with a brutal cold awakening of water as I fleetingly glance into the morning mirror, barely able to look into my own eyes. I rub them to semi-open oblivion and wonder, why do I insist on waging the same war each night? Is it my conscious or unconscious determination that is so bedtime literal and metaphor to me? Die-hard warrior to the closing of my eyes, not wanting to miss a moment of this life. I want these eyes to be open as long as they can to all there is around me, knowing perhaps on that final day I will have to say a final goodnight. But even then, when night descends, it's likely I will still call out into the dark approach of night. My dark but light of day or night, bedtime fight and revelry. I will not sleep. I will not sleep. I will not sleep.
An outstanding new piece by Cheryl Peralt, accompanied with Steve Rapp by Steve Rapson. Thank you, Cheryl.